Welcome back to Sports Out the Wazoo. I like this beat.
It's good.
Sponsored by Capone's.
You can hear the bass. Yeah,
like coming that. In for the NBA talk, too. I like it. It's got some good vibes. Bobcats got there, you know.
It's got the urban flair.
It's got the urban flair.
Yeah, it's got a little urban flair. A little, maybe we'll hoop it up in here. We get a little basketball goal. It won't be pretty, I guess, that much.
I'm going to dunk on everybody.
Can you even touch the rim, Blake?
Fisher Price doesn't count. That's all I got to say. Fisher Price.
Oh, man.
All right, one of those
low
retractable.
Low blows.
Don't count.
Hey, I'll take you to the post all day long. I'll take you to the post.
You questioned my strength a second ago, and I can't question your
8 foot goals. It's on. We can do it. Maybe 7 foot, actually. I don't want to overestimate my talents.
Look, the thing is,
wingspan.
Maybe we'll quit joking around for a second. The thing that's interesting when I look at the NBA is kind of like baseball we were talking about. It's so wide open this year, and especially
in the West.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got seven games that separate the best team in the West. From the eighth seed.
The thing that I find most interesting is when I look at it, Oklahoma City, who's now in eighth. All these teams have clinched.
And mind you, Oklahoma City, they're one of the better teams in the NBA this year.
And have who I think is the best player in the NBA this year.
Kevin Durant,
And Kevin Durant. He's definitely the best scorer. He's got good defense.
The best scorer. He might not be the best overall player, but yeah, it's close.
He's the most valuable to his team. I mean, honestly, the Cavs are a playoff.
They're going to have.
It's between him and Dwayne Wade.
They're going to have 8 50-win teams.
Yeah.
It's in the West.
The thing, though, that I find so interesting is a week ago,
unreal.
Do you remember Oklahoma City's playing Utah? Durant gets the no call. He gets fouled for the three.
Yeah.
They don't call anything.
Right after
but that
Garnett
game,
had complained at his press conference and
that
let
game,
a few words
and maybe that
has
something
have.
To do with it. I'd certainly hope not, but it wouldn't surprise me in the NBA. Yeah. That game was for the second seed at that point in the Eastern Conference. Oklahoma is now all the way back in the eighth seed. That's
with
how
49
crazy.
Wins. They're 18 games above 500.
That's how crazy the whole thing is.
Incredible.
But when another interesting story is I talked about it a second ago. The Lakers, they've lost 6 of 9. Kobe sat out for a couple of games. He comes back yesterday, has a terrible game, and he blames it on, it was the rest. Really? The rest should have helped you, Kobe. You should have been refreshed. You should have had fresh legs.
Suck it up.
Yeah, seriously. You're a superstar making excuses. But the thing that I find interesting is I want to ask this question. Which team, and this, once again, is what we always do as fans, as the media, everything, beginning of the year, Cavs-Lakers, let's draw it up. That's what it's going to be. At this point, who's more likely to make the NBA Finals, the Cavs or the Lakers?
I say the Cavs. I think LeBron's the better player, and I think they've got the deeper team. You look at the Lakers.
Do they have a better star? I mean, and that's always the question. I think they do.
The Lakers, 1 through 5, maybe 1 through 6, Lakers probably have a better team. But honestly, Cleveland. Yeah, I mean, Cleveland can hang right with them. They can hang with the big boys. They've got the best record in the NBA for a reason.
Yeah.
But, I mean, 1 through 10, 1 through 15, I mean, Cleveland's got the better team. They can roll out a lot of different talent out there.
If you're going to go down to 15, then you got to throw Orlando in the conversation, probably above the Lakers.
And on top of that, they have
Orlando's got the best roster from top to bottom.
They have good guard play, and they have good big men. And not only that, Cleveland's been able to do this with Shaq on the bench now.
Shaq and LeBron taking the week off.
He's going to be coming back. LeBron's going to be well rested. They've done. I mean, Mike Brown's done a good job of coaching this team, and not only that, but getting
Brown's done a good job of getting out of the.
I was about to say the same thing. I'm not a Mike Brown fan, but you know what? You can't mess up what you got.
It was said that LeBron sat out with the condoning of Mike Brown. LeBron went and said, "Hey, I'm not playing today." Okay. LeBron.
I always wondered what would happen if you put Phil Jackson on the Cavs. Like, I think they'd win 5 in a row. They're that talent wise, they're that good. You get that great of a superstar.
They've got some aging talent on there now, so it would all depend on.
But they'll play lesser roles on the team, so I think it's the thing
this
I like.
Is like when Barry Switzer won a championship coaching the Cowboys.
The thing
in
is, Phil Jackson wins with a duo, and that's what he's always done. And sometimes a little bit of a trio. It was Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, then it was Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, and now last year it was a little bit of Kobe Bryant, Paul Gasol / Andrew Bynum a little bit in there at times to kind of help out, and Lamar Odom also came in there.
They're so interchangeable.
But you look at the Phil Jackson teams of the past, and you kind of wonder, man, how did Michael Jordan really do this year in and year out? Because they did not have the deepest teams in. Bill Wellington,
not even
Bill Cartwright. Yeah,
they're starting five. They're starting five.
Somebody get that Seinfeld reference.
Were average. They were very average.
They were throwing out Luke Longley at center. I mean, honestly.
No, think about this. Guys like Tony
really?
Kukoc. Tony Kukoc was
Steve
all right.
Kerr.
No, Steve Kerr. Yeah, these are guys that didn't do anything in their careers before or after they were Chicago Bulls. But Phil Jackson got the most out of them.
Phil Jackson, Michael Jordan.
Well, to me, that's one of the. I've always said that. That's one of the biggest misconceptions when you talk about the Bulls dynasty of the '90s. Was man, anybody
they're,
like you
yeah,
said,
they're
earlier,
toting out
roll the ball
team.
Out on the court. court because they're anybody could coach that team and win.
That's not,
not true at all. They were not very talented teams. It was Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. And then
big drop off.
Throw in some
maybe
other guys.
Dennis Rodman, little Tony Kukoc, and then other than that,
the other interesting
role players.
The interesting thing, I guess, when I look at the standings for both conferences is I do see in the Eastern Conference, like you said earlier, it's Cleveland, Orlando, everybody else. In the Western Conference, the only team that I think is really complete and doesn't show a lot of weakness is Dallas. They got the star player, the star scorer in Dirk Nowitzki. They got great guard play in Jason
Kidd. And honestly, Dirk's not even having that great of a year.
No.
I mean, Jason Kidd's having a pretty decent year. Jason Terry's doing really well. I think they still forget that Brendan Haywood's really come in there and provided
Caron
a
Butler
big
also.
Center.
Caron Butler.
And Caron Butler. A lot of people forget
about
Caron Butler.
They're one of the deepest teams in the NBA. They got great talent at every position, and they got great – they've got good defense for a change.
I think the wild card here is the Nuggets, if you're getting George Karl back and seeing how
the only thing I worry about the Mavericks, and I know you can't completely hinge this on coaches, but coaching, it does come down to coaching, especially when you get down to the Western Conference Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. I think Rick Carlisle may or may not cost him that. I mean, he's had championship. He had the championship teams of the Pistons, and before Larry Brown came in there, he couldn't get
anything
done.
That was an older team, though. So I think Rick Carlisle is a very good coach in this league. I thought it was interesting the upward progression they continue to have. This isn't a team that's peaked. Out of all the teams of the Western Conference, I feel like this is the team that's on the upswing.
And they won three
in a row. That was the team that I thought was
7-3 in their last 10.
Was probably the hottest and one of the strongest if they could maintain it back before the trade deadline. When they added Caron Butler and Brendan Haywood, I said,
took it to
another
level.
Yeah, that takes it to a completely another level. They're ready to play with the big boys now.
In the Eastern Conference, the way it stands right now, Chicago is in over Toronto after just pasting them last night. Still a couple games left to go, so that could change.
Raptors have lost 5 in a row, and they don't have Bosh.
Do you remember the last time there was 2 games left in the season, and there was so much that's at stake in the final 2 games? I mean, the East, the Bobcats could move to 6th, maybe 5th. You look at the 3rd and 4th and 5th seed. Those could switch also in the East. And then in the West, where only 3 games decide between, like, what is it, 2nd and 7th?
The Bobcats get any higher than 7th right now because they have they lost the tiebreaker to Miami and Milwaukee, and both of those teams are 2 games ahead of them. So if things even out, they wouldn't get.
Well, I think they hold the tiebreaker over Miami, but not over Milwaukee.
The 2nd seed in the West has 27 losses. The 8th seed has 31. That's how close all these teams are.
It's
to put that in perspective about conferences, the Eastern Conference 5 seed has 35 losses.
The way I think it's going to happen, I think Miami's going to leapfrog Milwaukee, so they'll be in 5th against Boston, and Milwaukee will play Atlanta, which will be an interesting matchup. As it stands, and it will, I think, Charlotte's going to play Orlando, Southeast Division.
Yep.
No team since the Hornets back in, 94, I think.
It was 92-93.
Okay, 92-93 have won a playoff series in their first year of existence of making it into the playoffs. So I don't think it's going to happen. But Orlando is a good draw. I know they haven't played them well in the regular season. They've only won 1 game. But with the team they have now, when they played the Magic, they dominated them a couple weeks ago. And when a team
they've played them close, too, in their losses.
And when you're healthy and you throw out a mixture of Tyson Chandler, Nazi Muhammad, Theo Ratliff, and Tyrus Thomas, I dare another team to throw at that type of lineup at Dwight Howard.
All to go at Howard,
That could wear him down. I'm not saying that they're going to win
They match up pretty well. Obviously, guard play advantage Orlando, but I mean, you match up Vince Carter with Steven Jackson. You match up Matt Barnes with Gerald Wallace. I mean,
mismatches.
There's mismatches.
Orlando plays small out on the perimeter, but very large out there in the post.
Yeah,
so.
and then you go down in the low post as well, and as you said, if Nazi Muhammad can come back, and either way
he will, he feels healthy.
You still
right
have
now.
Tyson Chandler that's healthy now. You have a lot of depth there. Tyrus Thomas, you have Boris Diaw, who we didn't even mention, and if Raymond Felton and especially DJ Augustine, he's come alive, been able to hit some game winners, lot of big 3-point shots. If he can start to just add to that, he doesn't even need to score in double figures every game. If he can have a big 3-point shot, this team could be very dangerous.
It's going to be exciting. Bobcats are kind of joking around. All the players are saying, there's still room on the bandwagon. We've done our part. It's time for you guys to kind of come on and do yours. It should be an exciting atmosphere at Time Warner Cable Arena.
You
got
to come out to the playoff game.
It's going to be fun. I'm hoping to make some games myself. We'll see what happens with that.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. We're out of time. We'll be back on Wednesday. We'll talk some more NBA. We'll look at some of those matchups as well. Also, some more baseball. And then we'll see where else it goes. NHL playoffs are getting underway on Wednesday. We'll also
draft's only a couple weekends away.
Yeah, we'll try and talk about that as well and some Panthers action to boot. Yeah, it's coming up close. Prime time starts on Thursday for a change.
Thursday.
Not sure how I feel about that. We're going to be out of here.
We'll talk about that.
We'll be back on Wednesday. Make sure you stay tuned. If you miss us throughout the week, you can check us out online on Facebook and Twitter. Head on over to wasurocks.com/sportsoutthewazoo. Don't forget the podcast. You can check that out in iTunes, keyword Sports Out the Wazoo as well. For Brandon, Blake, Justin doing a great job as always. We'll see you guys back here on Wednesday at 6 o'clock right here on 90.5 WASU and online at wasurocks.com. We'll see you on the other side.